There was a kindergarten child that was asked on Monday to write a letter to someone. And when the teacher asked people to rise and read their letters, the boy said, "I wrote a letter to God." Now, of course, the letter for a kindergarten child is very short. He simply said, "God, we had a great time in church on Sunday. I really wish you could have been there." This is important because sometimes religion can make us a little muddled, a little obscure or opaque when we think about God. There is no such person as a Catholic God. In the Creed, what do we say? "I believe in one God. He was before all creation. He is not controlled neither by the Bible nor by any religious or non-religious people. He does not exist just because we believe in him. We believe in him so that we might exist even better, so that we might realize this is not simply something we made up. Truth is truth not because we say so, but because it is so. God is not God because Catholics or other people are good or bad, because he is." I always say to all my agnostic and atheist and religious friends, there is one thing we all share in common. We all sin, and some of us are pretty good at it. But that unites us. So no matter what we call our church, Catholic, Orthodox, Protestant, Presbyterian, etc., etc., we should always remember there is only one God for all of us. And when Jesus was asked by his disciples to pray, he didn't say, "Let us pray to the Jewish God." He said, "When you pray, this is how you should pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." To remind us that the Our Father is called the Lord's Prayer. It's not called the Christian prayer. It's not called the Jewish prayer. It's called the prayer that Jesus taught us, to remind us that if you pray the Our Father sincerely, you have to think of everybody in the world. Now, there's a funny thing that happened in Harvard this past week. Some of you may have heard. But this university, founded by Puritan ministers to educate Puritan ministers, nominated a head chaplain who was an atheist. Now, that seems kind of funny to me. You want to be the chaplain who helps the religious spirit of people, and you're an atheist. And this is what he said: "There are no gods that we look to for help." I agree. There are no gods. There's only one. I believe in one God. This indefinite article has a presumptive notion that all religion is an internal projection, an illusion, and not true. That's why it's important when you speak about God to remember what happened before the Israelites. Well, God was around. God was sharing his life and wisdom with people. In the old days, the Christian writers used to say, wherever there is beauty, wherever there is love, wherever there is kindness, that is God's footprint. And God has a way of revealing himself to everybody. He is not limited by church or scripture or by anything we say. Sometimes we are very difficult people, like the carpenter who said, "I keep on cutting, but it's still too short." Sometimes you have to pause for people to think. So, in your own prayer today, remember, we don't control God. We don't give limits to God. We don't profess to have some kind of control. There is only one God, open to everyone on the planet, who is a person of goodwill, who strives for the truth, and who wants to help the children of the God that we all call our Father. Slava Isusu Christu.